Today's devotional is based on Mark 5, verses 21 through 43, and it was written by Catherine Oppart. Do not fear, only believe. This is such a bold commandment. I find myself often overcome by fear. Fear of instability, fear of uncertainty, fear that what hurts us will be with us for the rest of our lives, or fear that what we have today may not be there tomorrow. There are fears of individual concerns, like the failing health of a loved one. There are fears of the health of the world, plagued by war, injustice, and abuse of nature. Yet Jesus calls us to have faith rather than fear. Jesus encounters several suffering people in this passage: the woman who suffered hemorrhages for 12 years, and the parents of a child whom they thought to be dead. Jesus healed them all, not just of their physical afflictions, but also of their fear. It is easy to focus on the healing in the story, but these are also stories of damage already done. The woman had already suffered for more than a decade, and the child was already thought to be dead. These are not stories of how having faith protects us from suffering. Rather, they are stories of how having faith liberates us from the fear that things will never get better. Since reading this passage, Jesus' words, "Do not fear, only believe," have echoed in my ears. I pray that they echo in yours today, begging you to name not just your fear, but to also name your faith. How might God be inviting you to let go of a fear and to hold fast to faith today? Let us pray. God, you are so bold. Help me to live with boldness today, to embrace the faith that you have given me, and to let go of the fear that afflicts me. Amen.